This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is away. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Iraqi town of Fallujah is bracing for the U.S. military's response to the killing of four Americans whose bodies were burnt and mutilated all in front of television cameras. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Baghdad.
U.S. military sources today emphasized that American Marines will be going into Fallujah. Although they wouldn't say when, one senior commander said it would be sooner rather than later. U.S. officials have been examining TV footage to identify those who fired rocket-propelled grenades into a vehicle containing four U.S. security contractors and strung up the charred remains of two of them on a bridge. As ever, the Americans face the risk that a large-scale operation will intensify anti-American sentiments in Fallujah, a Sunni town now renowned in the Arab and Islamic world as a center of resistance. The U.S. military says it's seeking a balance between asserting control and not further alienating local people, but it intends to take a hard line with the perpetrators once they're clearly identified. "We are very swift to deal with them in the most violent manner we can," said one senior commander, adding that this meant killing those responsible. Both the troops and the town are bracing themselves. In a U.S. base outside Fallujah, Marines have been boarding up barracks windows against mortar attacks, and the soldiers' internet cafe has been closed. Events are unfolding as Iraq's chronic bloodshed continues. A police chief from Mahmudiya, a town near Baghdad, was shot dead today, adding another name on a list of more than 350 policemen killed since the U.S.-led invasion. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.